Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Dr. Timothy Yen, clinical psychologist and author of the book Choose Better. A book about choosing and a book about critical thinking. One of my favorite topics to talk about. In fact, I would say that the Bright Side radio program is not as much a nutritional program, not as much a supplement program, not as much a biochemistry program, as it is a critical thinking program. We have a severe lack of critical thinking in our culture. We're not encouraged to be critical thinkers by our education system. We're encouraged just to listen. We're encouraged to obey. And we're encouraged to obey for interests that are not necessarily our own. It's so important to be a critical thinker. I'm lucky. I feel fortunate that I grew up in the 1970s when we were imbued with the idea, with the meme of questioning authority. And I grew up with this idea of always questioning authority. The blind obedience to authority is behind most of our, not just health challenges, but life challenges, our societal challenges. We don't critically think. Dr. Timothy Yen will be talking about his book, Choose Better, The Optimal Decision-Making Framework. And I would venture to say that critical thinking is one of the most important skills that you can learn if you want to learn how to choose better. The Optimal Decision-Making Framework by Timothy Yen. We'll be talking to Dr. Yen. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a real person, a real live person, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can start a business. You can have a home-based business that helps change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, and you can make some money at the same time. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. You owe it to yourself to at least take a look. You can find out, you can get more information by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can get more information by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. Dr. Timothy Yen will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Choose Better, The Optimal Decision-Making Framework. Last episode, we talked about, we've been talking about lipofuscin, the aging pigment that you don't hear too much about as we age. This aging pigment starts to accumulate under ordinary circumstances. It's supposed to be drained out via the lymphatic system. Excess lipofuscin is. Lipofuscin, by the way, is not just the aging pigment. It's not just associated with aging. It can actually be a cause of aging itself. So you get a kind of this vicious downward spiral, as often occurs inside the body, where one thing leads to another, which leads back to the first thing, which leads to the second thing, which leads back to the first thing. And this vicious downward spiral is pretty much how we age. The downward spiral of disease, where disease causes more disease, is how we live, and it's how we live and how we die. It's how we live, how we get sick, and how we die. And lipofuscin is no exception. As we age, as our cells start to break down, lipofuscin accumulates. As the incinerator system in the cell, we call the lysosome that breaks up the lipofuscin, starts to get overwhelmed, more lipofuscin accumulates. And lipofuscin itself is a pro-oxidant. And it will induce more lipofuscin, which will induce more stress, which will induce more lipofuscin, and on we go. The key to dealing with lipofuscin is to keep your cells healthy and to improve your cell's ability to protect itself. We talked about something called autophagy, self-cleaning. Autophagy is upregulated by fasting. This is one of the most important benefits of the strategy that we call fasting. Or even just calorie restriction. The less calories we put into our body, the more effective autophagy is. But fasting is the ultimate way to improve autophagy. That is the body's self-cleaning mechanism. It'll self-clean anyway, but it just won't do it as effectively as long as input is coming into the system. Input in the form of food. On our last program, we talked about the difference between lipofuscin and melanin. And this is very confusing. Lipofuscin and melanin both show up on the skin. And a lot of times people try to address melanin. Melanin is the pigment that's related to sun protection. A lot of times people will try to address hyperpigmentation issues, or I should say try to address lipofuscin issues as hyperpigmentation issues. Here's the distinction. Hyperpigmentation, also known as melasma, is the end result of a hyperactive or hyperactivated skin pigment system, the melanin system. Lipofuscin is the result of accumulation and deposit of the pigment of aging. Aging pigment versus we can call it sun pigment, because that's melanin's main role. We'll just say, to simplify things, aging pigment versus sun pigment. So how do you tell the difference? Well, there are ways you can tell the difference, especially if you're in the skin business. If you're a lay person and you're not in the skin business, probably looks the same to you. But in the skin business, we can tell by a couple things. First of all, lipofuscin tends to be deeper. Lipofuscin tends to have a lighter color. Not that it's light, it's kind of a brownish, yellowish tinge. You've all seen it on older folks, on their hands. Melanin tends to be higher, more superficial. Melanin can be exfoliated away. Lipofuscin cannot. Melanin can be treated with various drugs that you can get at a pharmacy or from a doctor, hydroquinone being the standard. I'll talk about that here in a minute. Retinoic acid, retinol, alpha-hydroxy acids. These are all mechanisms. We'll spend some time talking about the mechanisms for dealing with melasma, melanin, hyperpigmentation. Lipofuscin's deeper. Lipofuscin is not going to respond to hydroquinone or retinol or alpha-hydroxy acids. And if you've been trying to lighten your skin and nothing's happening, chances are you're dealing with lipofuscin. What do you do? Well, first of all, clean the lymph. Get that lymph moving. That is so important and so underappreciated when it comes to staying healthy. The lymph is your body's sewage system. We talk about it a lot. Lymph is kind of interesting because not only is it the body's sewage system, it's not only the body's waste management system, it's not only the body's waste clearance system, but it's also the hormone and fatty vitamin and really all fats transport system. So when lymph gets clogged, not only will you not be detoxifying, not only will you not be getting rid of lipofuscin as effectively, but you're also going to not be delivering your fatty vitamins as effectively. Not only that, but when your lymphatic system is clogged, you're not going to be able to transport fats, essential fatty acids, for example, and other fats as effectively. Not only that, but because fatty hormones, i.e. steroid hormones like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, all travel through the lymph, you're going to start to have hormone issues. Not only that, but you're not going to be clearing your hormones as effectively. Can you see all the problems that are associated with clogged up lymphatic system? Many, many, many cancers are associated with clogged up lymphatic system, especially breast cancer, by the way. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Timothy N. will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we'd love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Timothy Yen will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Yen is a clinical psychologist and the author of a really interesting book called Choose Better, about decision making. And I'm going to talk to Dr. Yen not about making big decisions, but about just simply deciding what to think, deciding what to believe. This is where critical thinking comes in. We have to make decisions, even though we mostly make them unconsciously. We still have to make decisions. We still have to decide what we're going to believe and decide what we're going to think. Unfortunately, we live in a world filled with nefarious, malevolent spinmeisters who want to tell us what to think or want us to think certain ways. That's what's going on in the world today. We're being encouraged to think in a way that is not in our personal interest. Let me say that again. That's so important. We are being encouraged to think in a way that is not in our personal interest. And the ground for this situation that we find ourselves in has been laid by our education system. Well, we're not taught to critically think. We're not taught to question anything. We're taught just to listen. We're taught just to believe. By the way, today's education system is a vestige of the Middle Ages. Today's education system began in the late Middle Ages in Prussia. It's actually called the Prussian system. Actually, it was before then. Today's education system was actually started by Martin Luther as a way of convincing children to fall into line with religious dogma. And then it evolved into the Prussian system, where young children were encouraged to think in a certain way, to not think in a certain way, just to believe in a certain way that would suit the state. Do you think the situation is any different today? No. Little children are taught to believe in authority, to listen to authority, to trust in authority. Where has that led us? Has that increased individual satisfaction? Has our education system created a situation where we are more satisfied as individuals, where our society is healthier? No. We live in a sick society, and people are miserable. And you can put that right on the doorstep of our education system, which encourages us to obey authority and not critically think. It's horrific to those of us who are free thinkers. It's the worst nightmare. It's the worst dystopian nightmare to anyone who has an ability to dive past the prevailing narrative. He who rules the narrative rules the world, and we are not ruling our own narratives. This is what it means, as we talked yesterday. Somebody called yesterday. It's what it means about being your own authority. Somebody else is authoring our lives, is writing our lives. And if you're watching the news, you're being programmed. If you're watching the news, you're being programmed in a way that's not in your personal interest. Got a letter here from a gal. She says, would Ben Fuchs give any, this was actually sent to Critical Health News, and by the way, you can send emails to Critical Health News, info@criticalhealthnews.com, if you have questions about the longevity products or about if you want to reach out to me as well. She says, would Ben Fuchs give any opinion on the coronavirus, corona vaccine, such as, and by the way, we have been censored on YouTube, so I've got to be really careful what I say here. So you're going to have to read between the lines. I don't know how YouTube knows what I'm saying, unless somebody is turning me in, unless there's a troll out there, or there are trolls out there who are turning us in. I don't know how YouTube knows what I'm saying about vaccines or about the coronavirus or anything else. I don't know how they know enough about what I'm saying that they censor me, but there are YouTubes. Kevin, my buddy in Russia, has been posting our Brightside episodes on YouTube, and come to find out, YouTube has been censoring us, and there's some episodes that you can't hear. Most recently, Dr. Elena George was on a couple weeks ago, and she and I both got censored, so you can no longer find that because we violated community standards. Anyway, so she says, would Ben Fuchs give any opinion on the vaccine? Would you vaccinate? Which formula would you gravitate to if forced to take the vaccine? Forced. Can you imagine this? Forced to take the vaccine. And then she says something interesting. She says, we the public who try to think for ourselves are inundated with confusing information out there and need assistance from you. Well, here's the thing. I can give you my opinions, and you can, you know, some people say yes, some people say no, and you're right, it is confusing out there. And you're inundated with information. The confusion is part of the technique. They want you confused, so you just give up. But here's the thing, if you critically think, you just say, is it a good idea for me to be injecting something into my bloodstream? That's all you need to know. Is it a good idea to be injecting anything into my bloodstream that I don't know what I'm injecting, let alone that it's genetic material? Is that a good idea? And then number two, and equally as important, it's an experiment. This is not me, my opinions here. This is a fact. You're dealing with an experiment and you're injecting things into the skin, into the blood through the skin, bypassing the liver. Things that you don't know, unknown ingredients, unknown substances into the bloodstream. Not to mention that they're genetic. That's all you need to know. That's all I'm going to say. Hopefully that won't get censored. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Don on the line. My buddy Don in Georgia. Don, you always got something interesting to say. What's going on today?
Hey, Ben, you are being censored by robots.
It's
the algorithm they scan. I don't know if it's the algorithm or just the bots that they have set up, but you're not the only one being censored. There are plenty of free thinkers that are being censored.
It's a badge of courage. It's a badge of honor.
And it's everywhere. It's YouTube, Facebook. They're all doing it, actually. It's crazy.
Why do you suppose?
Well, I think we all know why.
That's all you got to do is ask, why are they censoring? That's all you need to ask.
Right.
Why?
Yeah,
right?
If anyone asked any question.
Yeah.
Then,
what's the censorship? What's the purpose of censorship? Why can't you have alternative viewpoints? Right?
Exactly.
That's all you need to know.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Right? All right. What's going on today?
I was thinking, Ben, you know what would be a great episode? Would be a day in the life of Ben Fuchs.
No, like, you don't want to know.
Yeah, like, I tell you. It's like what I ate today, you know, your daily routine, your skin routine.
I'm not a paragon of virtue. Listen, I don't want anybody to mistake me for a paragon of virtue. I am not. All right? And
true.
No one is. Yes, I'm not pretending to be. I don't want to stand. I don't want anybody to think. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine a couple days ago on Sunday, and we talked about the message versus the messenger. And she said to me, if somebody doesn't practice what they preach, or if somebody doesn't live the way that they're talking about, or doesn't comport in a way that fits in with their message, that she doesn't believe them. And I said to her, why? What has the message got to do with the messenger? If somebody has a message, that's what you want to glom onto. That's what you want to. That's what you want to pay attention to. The messenger is just the messenger. You know,
that's right.
Don't. It's really not about me. I just have come to see the body in a certain way, and come to see certain strategies that are healthy for us, whether I do them or not. And I'm not saying I do or I'm not saying I don't. I do most of the time, but I don't all the time. That doesn't make the message any less valuable. So I don't ever want this to be about me. I want this to be about what I'm saying. Yes, I try to live a clean life, and I try to live in a way that fits into all the things I talk about. But you know what? I've been known to eat an entire pizza with onions.
That's fine.
You know, I've done that, right?
Right.
But if I had arthritis, if I had cancer, if I had, God forbid, some disease, horrible disease, I would know that there's a control point. I have leverage over that disease by not eating the pizza. You know,
that's
so
right.
I try to avoid making it about me and making it about the message. But I appreciate the idea. I'll take that as a compliment, Don. Thank you so much.
All right.
And have a beautiful day. I love hearing from you, buddy.
You too.
Call again. All right, take care. All right, that's all the time we have for now. We've got Timothy Yen coming up next. His book, Choose Better. Dr. Timothy Yen will be back right after this on The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well while they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
In the spirit of no one remembers second place, let's remember second place. NASCAR's Chase Elliott reflects on a hard-fought second-place finish and breaks down his day at Martinsville Speedway Sunday.
I mean, I really felt like we were not perfect, for sure, all day, but we did make it better, I think, as the day went along. And, you know, the run was kind of that right distance for me there at the end to maximize it. I felt like if it was any longer than that, I was probably going to fade again, kind of like I had been all day. But I really appreciate the effort. We worked really hard today to get back to second. I feel like every, strategy call and circumstance just kind of went the other direction for us, and had a couple good restarts there. Had a good pit stop and made a good last adjustment just for a short run. But definitely need to be better. Our Napa team's been working hard. We've had a very eventful year, I feel like, so it's nice to just have a solid day, got some stage points, and got a good finish. So we'll try to go get them next week.
Martin Truex Jr. won the Martinsville race. Next weekend, NASCAR is in Richmond, Virginia. The GOAT is sending out well wishes to an old teammate. Tom Brady is praising his ex-teammate Julian Edelman for his dedication on the field and being an all-around great guy off it as well. Mr. Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL. On the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through, Brady said in a post Monday. I was a witness to so much of the journey and am so proud of you and how you grew from a seventh-round underdog to an older seventh-round underdog. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine up at brightsideben.com. Also, the Longevity products, which you can purchase off the website brightsideben.com, as well as criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and eczema and psoriasis and dry skin and wrinkles and hyperpigmentation. Also for preventing post-surgical scarring and post-trauma scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Two Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients and high doses of vitamin C and retinol and plant-derived minerals. That's why we have over 1,700 four- and five-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. You can purchase our Two Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. With an S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Timothy Yen is a clinical psychologist. He's got his PhD from Azusa Pacific University. He's been practicing in the East Bay. I suppose that's the East Bay of the San Francisco area. Leading conferences and retreats around the planet. His book is Choose Better, The Optimal Decision-Making Framework. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Timothy Yen. Hey, Dr. Yen.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. So I'm going to dive right into this. I read your book last night. Very interesting and very accessible, very easy to read book. And well done, I have to say.
Thank you.
Choose Better. I imagine it's on Kindle and Amazon and all the regular places, right?
Barnes and Noble. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to dive right in here. You talk a lot about decisions, about life decisions, and I agree with you. Learning to make decisions is probably one of the most important skills that we can develop, and we're not taught how to make decisions. We got to read books like this. We got to go to psychologists to understand the decision-making process. What about deciding on what to believe and deciding on what to think? Isn't that a fundamental kind of transparent decision-making process that we all go through that we don't really pay attention to?
Yeah, that's a really deep question because our belief systems do come from outside influences, the things that we read, things that we're exposed to. And in the beginning, we can only work with the Lego pieces that we're given. Yeah. And as we get older, I believe there is a deeper part of us that will start, again, going with part of the framework of decision making. Your emotions will start speaking to you. And if there's things that are kind of against your personhood, yeah, it's not going to rub you the right way. And I really encourage our audience and our readers to listen to what you're feeling about certain things, not as the only deciding factor, as you will, you know, learn through the framework, but it's the start. And if something's just not quite flowing right, begin to ask those questions as to, hey, like, is this really a belief that I want to hold on to? Or is this something that's been given to me, but it's time for me to decide whether I want to make it my own?
It's kind of like a meta decision that you make that affects all your other decisions, would you say?
Huge, absolutely. I love the way you said it. It is like a meta decision that kind of permeates everything that you do. Absolutely.
Yeah, one of my favorite words, I don't use it very much, but it's a German word called Weltanschauung. Have you ever heard this word?
Weltanschauung.
It means your worldview. How you see the world. And that's kind of like the fundamental decision that we make. Albert Einstein famously said, I want to know, if I could ask God one question, I would ask him, is the universe a friendly place? And that's kind of like, right? And that's kind of like a meta decision we make that affects all our other decisions. Do we see the world as safe or do we see the world as a threat?
Yes. Psychology would use the word schema. We have a lot of words for it, but schema, paradigm.
I like that.
Worldview.
Awesome. Schema. I like that word. And then worldview, of course, that's a great one. So what's the difference? You know, your title's very interesting. It caught my attention, the title of the book, because you talk about decisions in the book, and then you also talk about choosing in the book, or in the title, I'm sorry. So choose wisely how to make decisions. Is there a difference between a choice and a decision?
Choice is probably the active verb of choosing, and the decision is the outcome. Where you land.
Ah, I see. Now, when I hear decision, the root of decision is side, C-I-D-E, like to kill, right? Is there a killing that takes place when we decide something?
I love that, because in order for you to say yes to one thing, you've killed off 90 other possibilities. So people don't always think that way, and people are often resistant to making a choice because there is this unconscious killing of other possibilities and potentials. Absolutely.
I have this thing I call the wisdom of a stem cell. Stem cell is pluripotent. It can be anything until it does one thing. You know what that one thing is where it loses its immortality and its pluripotency where it can be anything? You know what that one thing is?
What is that?
When it decides. When a stem cell decides, it automatically eliminates all its other possibilities. And do you think that's behind our fear of decision making?
Huge, because we are, or most people, I would say, are smart and opportunistic. So we want to make the best choice. Mm. But there's a part of us that isn't 100% confident that the choice that I'm about to make is the best choice. And therefore, we hesitate, we analyze, we search for more information, and all that can delay the process of making and sticking with the decision.
So there's a certain courageousness you have to make a decision.
I have a whole chapter on that toward the end of the book. Yes, yeah, courage is a big piece of it.
Talk about that a little bit and how fear gets in the way.
So fear goes back to the first part of the framework, which is it's an emotion. And it's really important for people to understand the function behind the emotion. So fear is very similar to anxiety. And it's a fight or flight kind of survival instinct that kicks in our brain that's saying, hey, there is potential harm. Proceed with caution. Or don't proceed at all, because status quo is working, man. It may not be 100% what you want, but hey, like, you're not going to die. So our brain is very homeostasis centric. We try to keep status quo, which is actually a poor interpretation of choosing better, because oftentimes it's not the better, it's the predictable. So courage helps us break out of that and saying, okay, I want to use my brain to make a decision rather than just how I feel, which is the fear.
Well, that's interesting, because you talked about intuition and feeling and kind of knowing when something is just not right. Can you that whole idea that you're talking about where there's a sort of fear that's involved in keeping you from making decisions, can you use that somehow, that feeling, in a productive way to make decisions?
Yes, and again, it's one of four major facets of decision making. And I really want to stress that, because I mean, that's only one of four, right? That's 25% of your decision making. So we got to
take a commercial break. We'll talk about the other three when we come back, okay? The four factors of decision making. We got Timothy Yen. Dr. Timothy Yen is with us. His book, Choose Better, The Optimal Decision Making Framework. More with Dr. Timothy Yen on The Bright Side right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Timothy Yen. His book is Choose Better, The Optimal Decision-Making Framework. So, Dr. Yen, when I'm in the laboratory, the first thing I do if I'm going to create something, I write down what I want to do. I can't bake very well, but if I have a recipe, I can bake the best chocolate chip cookies there are. You have come up with something you call the framework, which is based in checkpoints that are like steps that you have to take to make a good decision. One of them is what we talked about before we went to break, is this idea of emotion and feelings. Can you discuss the framework in general and then tell us about the other key points, the key checkpoints of this framework?
I love what you said about the compound and the recipe. We know that pilots, surgeons, they know that there's a protocol for doing really important things like flying an airplane with hundreds of people or doing surgery on a patient. And yet we leave our decision-making often to chance or a whim, like kind of how we feel in the moment. And that's what I'm trying to help people break out of so that they can be making as much of an informed decision as they can be. So the framework is very much that way, kind of four simple-ish steps, right? Four kind of checkpoints, as you called it, to gather data points that inform your decision-making. So we talked about the first one, your feelings. And again, I take it a step further because your feelings are trying to tell you something. Oftentimes we just feel something, but we don't ask the deeper question, like why? Why is fear showing up right now? Why is sadness showing up? Because there's always a why, and there's always a function behind the emotion. So that has a lot to do with emotional intelligence and just knowing what your emotions are trying to tell you. So that's checkpoint number one. How do you feel about, or what feelings are coming up for you in this decision-making process?
Is it number, I'm sorry to interrupt, is it number one because it's the most important?
It's number one because it's the first thing that you'll feel.
In the sequence, right.
Because if there's something that's actually important to you, you betcha, you're going to feel something. And usually it's going to be very intense. So it's really in the order of chronology almost. It's the timing of things, because the signals that emotions are made of, it hits the brain at like 1/10 of a second. Like it's so fast that we don't want to ignore it because it's the first thing that we're going to get in terms of data points.
Okay, so if I'm thinking about quitting my job, right?
Yes.
And I hear that decision, that kind of decision that people have to make all the time. Would you say, like, think about it and then see how you feel and then interpret that feeling, or think about not quitting the job, or think about staying in the job, think about the alternatives, and then seeing how you feel and then diving deeper into that? Is that what you're talking about?
It's funny that you say quitting your job. I just quit my job 2 weeks ago. So, yeah,
okay.
I kind of went through that process of decision-making. And, yes, like, let's run through that scenario real quick. Chances are there's going to be some level of anxiety and fear. And it's asking the deeper question, like, why is anxiety and fear coming up? Well, it's because jobs have a certain level of security. There's a paycheck. Oftentimes there's a salary. So the idea that this consistent flow of income is going to abruptly stop when you quit the job, of course,
natural.
It's natural. That's right. But then we also want to dig in a little bit deeper and ask ourselves, is there other feelings besides fear? And the answer is probably yes, right? There's probably some level of excitement. Mm. There's probably some level of a relief with the, you know, if this job was not aligned with your values. And there's something going on, right, that would make you even consider quitting the job, you know, bad work culture, whatever. And so maybe there's like a feeling of relief when you think about letting go of this job. Okay, ask a deeper question. Like, why do you feel relief? Well, it's because I've been harassed by my manager for the past 10 years, and I feel so disrespected in this workspace. It's time, right? It's time for me to look for greener pastures. So most people don't have just one emotion when they come across a difficult decision. There's a few, so it's important to kind of analyze each one of those.
Okay, so number two.
Number two, it goes back to values of self. So what truly matters to you? And the reason why this is number two in the sequence is because when you feel anything, it's usually tied into your values. Anger is one that bring up a lot. Is when we feel angry, it's a signal of injustice. There's something unfair. There's something unright about what's
against
happening.
Your values. It's somehow conflicting
with
your values.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, exactly. So it's taking the time to go, like, in this situation, what values are either at jeopardy, right? Or what values do I really want to uphold in this situation? If we're going back to the work example, maybe it comes back to self-respect, self-dignity. Like, hey, when I'm in this workspace, that goes against the value of self-respect because no one treats me with respect in this workplace. No one values what I contribute to the team. So, and then on the reverse, then what do you value? Well, you value respect, right? Self-respect, being able to make contributions, to make a difference, for example. So that's factor number two, or checkpoint number two, is what values are kind of at stake, or which values do you want to uphold in your decision-making?
Okay, so three?
Three, because we don't live in a vacuum. We interact with other people. So other people also have values. So the third checkpoint is values of others. What do other people involved in your decision, what do they value? So assuming that you are deciding whether or not to quit your job, you probably have a family. let's say this person has a spouse, they have kids. Okay, well, it's not a solo decision. It's going to affect them as well. So what do they value? Well, what matters to them? You know, those kind of data points are also important to consider. And I encourage people who are making difficult decisions, you might want to do a little research. Ask the hard question. Ask the people that you love and care about, like, what do they value? What do they care about in regards to this decision?
All right, next. Four.
Next, last. Well, I would say last data point collecting is what I call reality factors, which is there are some realities in our Earth or universe that is not up for rebuttal. You know, gravity exists,
right?
I love gravity because you don't have to understand gravity, you don't have to like gravity,
right?
But
and you don't have to believe in it. You don't have to believe in it.
Right.
You're going to fall off the top of a building. You're going to die.
Right. Yeah, you will experience gravity
regardless
of what you think or feel about gravity. And so there's things like that in our decision-making, which is, for example, let's say you made $50,000 a year with this job. Well, the reality is when you quit, you will not have a stable $50,000. That's just the reality of
right.
that decision. And so it's factoring in, hey, these are, you know, most likely consequences that will come from this decision, or, you know, just factoring all these other, that culture, society norms, like this, racism, like there's just certain things that are not great, but they're part
reality.
Of our world. That's
yeah.
right. And so we don't want to just talk about how we think and feel without being honest about our world and the things that will influence our decision-making. So those are the four checkpoints that I believe when people go through this process and thoughtfully think about their choice, a few options will arise. Whether great ones, not so great ones, there's going to be a few options that will come up. And through that process and kind of checking back with your data points, you will arrive at your optimal decision.
So understand your feelings, your values, others' values, and then what is the reality of what I'm dealing with? That's the framework.
That's it. That's the framework.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So do you see people like as a clinician, and when they come in, you just walk them through this, or how does it work? Do you take phone calls? Do you work on the online?
I do it all. I do all.
Gotcha.
You just said. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I see people in the office. I do a lot of telehealth, so Zoom kind of meetings. I do coaching, executive coaching as well. And when people are stuck with wherever their life is at, the framework is just a skill that can be built to help people navigate through their decisions.
We're out of time, Dr. Yen. Can you hang on the line? I want to ask you something real quick. Don't go away.
Of course.
Thank you. Dr. Timothy Yen, his book, Choose Better, The Optimal Decision-Making Framework, his website, timyen.com. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Yen. Talk to you in a minute here. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.